Welcome back to the Wellington Sport Podcast. I'm Mr. McCallum, Director of Sport here at Wellington College Hangzhou. Today we have a super exciting episode lined up with two of our successful golf members of our Fabicia golf team joining us today. Hello, Jenny. Hello, Richie.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. McCallum.
So today is going to be a super, super positive, exciting episode. Last week we went to the Philippines and took part in Fabicia 2026. Did you both have a good time?
Yep.
Yes.
What was it about the competition that you enjoyed the most?
I enjoyed the scramble competition since I kind of played with my team, even though we didn't get the best score out of all the schools, but we still had a good time.
So for those viewers that don't understand scramble golf is where you play as a team and you score as many points as you can over the 18 holes. Is a bit of fun, and we did that on our day one of our tournament as an introduction. Richie, what did you enjoy about the event?
So my favorite part is the scramble. Like, I'm playing with the three girls from Wellington in the best bowl format. We played really good, and we help each other and support throughout the whole tournament. Even though our result wasn't really perfect, but I was really happy to contribute to our school team.
So I think what you've both shown the viewers already of this podcast is that you're extremely modest, because you've both spoken about the part of the week that maybe wasn't as successful for our team. So I'm just going to share with everybody now our results from the week. So the two guys have just spoken about our scramble competition was a bit of fun, a team event. However, in our individual competitions, we had lots and lots of success. Jenny, who is sat opposite me now, finished first in the under-11s competition. Sunny Gao finished first in the under-13 girls competition. Bao Wong finished first in the under-15 girls competition. And Richie finished seventh in a very, very highly competitive under-13 boys competition, which was a fantastic result from all of the team in their individual events. So, yeah, I think, guys, you showed there how modest you are in not going straight to the trophies, because there was lots and lots of success at this event. So we attend international tournaments quite regularly with our golf. And what is it about these events that help your development and growth, Richie?
I think international tournament helped me to improve a lot. Like, I met golfers from various schools across Asia. I learned a lot from them and experienced different cultures. And I made a new friend, and I learned to stay calm under pressure, understand my weakness better, and grow as a golfer.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, you've been to two international competitions with us now. The growth we have seen in you as an individual in that, not only in the golf course, but also as a person, has been absolutely huge. So a massive well done to you. So what about you, Jenny? This is now your fourth international golf tournament? Yeah. So what is it about these events that, you know, helps you and helps you develop as a golfer?
I think attending these competitions helped me develop, because it's not just like playing with familiar courses in China, but with other people all around the world, like in Asia, and making more friends and learning from them.
Absolutely. And it's fantastic to see, both on and off the course, all the smiling, all the laughing, and even when the golf gets tough, and we've all got a smile on our face, which is lovely. So what's next in golf for you? What are your ambitions? That could be short term, that could be long term. What's next for Richie Zhang?
Next, I will keep practicing hard. My aims are to keep representing Wellington and lower my scores and keep getting better in future competitions.
Brilliant. I'm confident you're going to do that, Richie, for sure. And Jenny, what about you?
My aims and goals for the future is to improve what I achieved already, like breaking the record of 6 birdies or the lowest score I had even ever played.
Brilliant. That sounds fantastic. And like I say, I'm very, very confident you're both going to achieve your goals, because you train super hard and we're seeing those improvements on the golf course. And the school are extremely proud of what you're both achieving. So maybe one of you could answer this, or if you've both got an answer, you can fire away. But if you had a little bit of advice for a sort of sports person in the school and they weren't sure about taking part in sport, or what advice would you give them?
I will give, always try your best and support your teammates and be proud to play for our school. And the effort matters more than just the result.
Absolutely. And I think this golf team is a real good example of what hard work and commitment and resilience ends up with such results. And that ultimately in the individual competitions, we dominated the whole competition. And I think that's a credit to the four of you for the time you put in. So well done. So finally, from me, to finish off this episode, I think we don't want to sort of undervalue what an amazing achievement this has been for our Fabricia Wellington Lions golf team. I would say that since our school started playing sport 5 or 6 years ago, this is probably one of our biggest sports achievements to date. To go away, play against the best British international schools in Asia, and win 3 age groups and compete heavily in one of the most competitive age groups in the under 13 boys, I think shows not only how far we've developed as a campus in sport, but also the fantastic students we have and how hard they're working to achieve their goals. So our message to all our sports teams across the campus are, keep working hard, keep being resilient, and then we're going to get success off the back of that. Thank you very much for listening, and see you all soon.